Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Two problems have vexed the use of drones in responding to natural disasters. You can't fly them out of a line of sight, and you can't fly them over people. Now, Virginia Tech and State Farm have received an unprecedented waiver from the federal government to bypass those restrictions and help in recovering after Hurricane Florence. Todd Binion at State Farm says this will revolutionize insurance claims.
And in one flight on one, you know, in some cases even on a single battery, we can, land and have imagery that helps us to begin to make some of those kinds of decisions for many properties at one time, for many insured properties at the same time.
Mark Banks at Virginia Tech says this technology has been in the works for some time.
People think that this just happened suddenly. Hurricane Florence popped up and we get this huge new approval. But really, this has been a project that's been in coordination for over a year. We've been collecting data on this, trying to ensure that all of the potential risks were mitigated.
The drones are expected to be launched in the next few days, assessing damage and evaluating property that's so badly damaged it's uninhabitable by humans. I'm Michael Pope.